Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you're well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories, maybe mixed with a bit of Am I the Arsehole as well. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, that subscribe, maybe that notification bell too, and let's dive straight in to today's first story. Now, today's first story does come from one OP, but covers a couple of different topics at the same time. So let's get straight into it. It's titled, My Wife is Convinced That I Will Cheat on Her Because She is Pregnant. Throwaway because I know multiple people in my family have Reddit accounts. Long story short, my father cheated on my mother with my stepmother. My wife, in our 7-year relationship, 4 dating, 3 married, has never met my father, stepmother, half-siblings, step-uncles, or my step-grandfather. My mother convinced my wife she didn't want any of them at the wedding or have any holidays with them, the entirety of our relationship. My wife was cheated on in the past, but moved past that, or so I thought. Well, my wife and I recently found out we're having our first child, but my wife is not excited or happy at all because my mother told her that my father cheated on my mother once she got pregnant. Yes, accurate, but it was before either of my parents knew my mother was pregnant with me. My wife is convinced that I'll cheat on her because she's pregnant. Very unlikely, as she's the most amazing woman I've met and no one can hold a candle to her on looks. My mother just says I'm my father's son, which is really pissing me off. But because my wife hasn't met my father, she says that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. She doesn't trust me. She says she trusts me, but she cries every time my phone goes off. My stepmother, who I call Mama, says not to vilify my mother and be a supportive husband to my wife, as I can be. She even bought me some stuff to pamper my wife with because she deserves to be loved and pampered like the beautiful woman she is, and how pregnancy is tough on women's bodies. I trusted the woman who was pregnant 3 times, once with twins. So, besides the obvious, how can I get my wife to calm down and enjoy her pregnancy, or convince her that I will not cheat on her? I love my wife. She makes me whole. There will never be anyone but her. Edit. To add, my father and stepmother owned up to what they did to me years ago. They always apologize to my mother whenever they see her because she constantly brings it up. I'm almost 30, but my mother will not stop making jabs at my father about my stepmother. I'll see what I can do about that. Edit 2. Okay, message taken. Separate my wife and mother. Currently looking for therapists and going to break out a couple of face masks so my wife will be in a good mood when I talk to her. Maybe give her a massage, but I need to talk to her and cut contact with my mum. And we can certainly see where the comments are going to go from that, but we'll cover those in a moment, and we do have like a couple of updates on this one as well. But to me, it just felt like, yes, you need to be cutting your mother out of this completely. She's the one who seems to be whispering poisonous things here and there and almost turning your wife against you in some ways. And if you can't cut her off, then some strong boundaries need to be set up. But your resource says couples therapy immediately. I can certainly understand why she has this insecurity now, and your mum is really being awful in this situation. But you can and should reassure her as much as you can, and understand that her hormones are going to be running wild. But try to get someone in the middle where you can discuss all of this, and she should consider doing it on her own as well. What your father did isn't a prediction of what you'll do, but talking through it all is the only thing that's going to help. Good luck. Juju Evelyn says your wife should probably consider therapy by herself. You two should probably consider therapy as a couple. Leave other individuals out of this relationship / issue. One Tall Boy says you need to put your foot down with your mother and get into couples counseling with your wife. Your mother sounds like the type who isn't happy unless everyone around her is miserable. Magnetism says I think you need to have a serious conversation with your mother. Why do you have a relationship with a woman who believes you're going to cheat on your pregnant wife and who tells said wife so? she clearly has a shit opinion of you. And one more from Accomplished Cow 827, who says, from your language, you are probably not making it beyond a doubt clear that you think what your father did was sick and unforgivable. So she thinks it's not entirely outside your values. Yes, accurate, but it was before either of my parents knew my mother was pregnant with me. That excuses nothing and would be stressful to hear. I think your wife would feel much more at ease if you didn't try to take a neutral stance. It's not about what your paranoid mum tells her or anything your stepmum does. It's about her perception of you. Now we're going to move on to OP's first update. So the update says, okay, thank you to everyone who responded to my post. Me and my wife are grateful and hopefully my head is firmly out of my ass. Firstly, my wife has joined an online book club with a lovely group of women who I have met. She's made friends, she's enjoying their book. The majority of them are mums, so they have plenty to talk about. With permission from my boss, I changed my work hours so we could spend more time together, and we've been talking a lot. She is much happier and she's been talking to a therapist and me about her insecurities. It's a work in progress, but that is life, and our baby is developing very well due to reduced maternal stress. Secondly, I now call my stepmother by her first name. I don't call her mama anymore. She wasn't upset at all. My wife has met my grandfather, stepmother's dad, and my uncles, stepmother's brothers. They got along real well, especially since I got a pie to the face and they all laughed at me. Fair, I'm under the impression it was my grandfather's idea, but as long as she is happy. Her laughter is the most beautiful thing I have ever heard. My mother was told therapy or no contact. I was told she wasn't going because there wasn't a goddamn thing wrong with her. Her husband and daughters, my awesome sisters, are going to keep trying. My mother and wife have been out of contact since. My wife is a little upset, but because of this, she's made a new friend that when the world is better, she can meet in person and then can dish on their husbands out of earshot. Kidding. Then someone in my DMs got into my head about the paternity about my half-siblings, if they really are my fathers or not. So, I talked to my family about genealogy and learning about where our family came from. One of my uncles suggested we make our own episode of Maury. Stepmother said it would be pretty boring, but whatever. If that's what we want to spend our money and time on, yes, my family is a little weird. So all of us took tests. My sister didn't want me to be left out. I mean, I had the test as a baby. No true surprises. 4 out of 5 kids matched. The one that didn't? Me. The one kid my dad was sure about. Several tests later, they all agree. My dad isn't my biological father. Dad's upset. I'm upset. I haven't told my wife because I don't know how to really say it without sounding like a crazy person. And I still have emotions about the results myself. Me and my twin half-siblings could be triplets. I don't understand. I'm a little lost here. I'm overwhelmed. If anyone has anything for me, I'd greatly appreciate it. I'd love to ask my mother about this fun revelation, but she's not getting anything from me until she goes to therapy. My stepfather and sisters wouldn't know anything about it, so if anyone has any advice, I'm open to hearing it. And CZ asks, well, I didn't expect that. Do all your siblings know as well? What was the reaction? I think the first step is to reaffirm the relationships you have in your life. Your dad. He is your dad in every way that matters. Your siblings too. You didn't ask for any of this and had no control over any of it. But you still have the same loving family you had before the test. Best of luck with everything and take your time. OP replied to that saying, luckily my uncle playing the part of Maury pulled me and my dad aside before he read it out loud. It worried the hell out of the rest of the family that was there. But once we told everyone, there was an upset, no anger, some tears, back-breaking hugs. My younger sister was the one to question if it was a fluke, so dad and I did the other tests. Not a fluke or way too many flukes. I was told my seat at the table isn't going anywhere. If anything, it's going to get a pillow. My boss thinks I'm working, great name says. Wait. So your mum has been on your dad's case because he cheated on her with your stepmum, but the truth is that even before their cheating, your biological mum cheated on someone else and it is more than likely your uncle is your dad. Wait, what? I feel like I got that wrong. OP replies saying my dad has no siblings. My uncles are my stepmother's brothers and as far as I know, neither party knew the other existed before. My boss thinks replied again saying, what's your working theory on what happened or who your real father could be? I assume all thoughts of an inaccurate test have been looked into and the DNA don't lie. OP replied saying, unless I got quite a few defective tests, it's pretty clear who my father isn't is. I have no theories. My mother's very hush-hush about her life before me. I've heard plenty of stories from my dad, but none of his stories shed any light on who it could be. He and I have talked about it, and he hasn't the foggiest idea. Fruit Bat says, wait, did your dad already do a paternity test on you when you were a kid? What happened there? You should just mail your mum the test results and let her stew in it. Opie replied saying, my mum handled it and it showed that my dad was my dad. Edit, it showed my dad is my biological father. And holy moly, that was some twists and turns that I wasn't expecting at all. And you know, it's a very, very complicated update in some way.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Peace. But we're going to move into the next part of the story, which OP titled, My Mother is Confronted with My Paternity Results and It Goes as Well as Expected. I wasn't expecting to make a trilogy out of this. I was just expecting some advice to help me with my wife. But thank you to everyone who has been helpful. I should continue my epic. Before I begin, my dad and I went through with a paternity test through a doctor. No change. And well, I did a genealogy kit and made the results public so I could try to find my father that way, and sadly, nothing yet on that front. My wife has met my whole family. It's amazing, and she's talking about us renewing our vows so they could be there at the time, baby and virus permitting. I do like the idea, and my wife apologized to me about the hurtful things she said and the way she behaved, and even offered to have them paternity test our baby with a promise for the most boring paternity result ever, i.e. the baby being mine. I trust my wife, we are a team, and I love her. There will never be another person for me. I will take her up on the offer, but it's not because I think it will expose something, and I've told her just that. My stepfather reportedly gave my mother my paternity results. He told me she screamed, that bitch. I believe that is a reference to my stepmother. She claims my stepmother tampered with the results of all the tests us kids took to make my mother look bad because, and I quote, that skank couldn't close her legs for a cold breeze. She had fucked everything that moves. Things were thrown and a lot of other things were screamed about my dad and stepmother. She has indefinitely no contact with me or my wife. Her daughter, my half-sister, has been removed and is living with my stepfather's parents until her paternity results come back. My other sister is my stepsister. She's safe. Oh, and Mama, my loving stepmother, has busted the evil stepmother myth for my darling wife. Their relationship is relatively new, but those two, plus my two sisters, dad's girls, and my other two sisters have teased starting their own book club while they wait for the baby to arrive. Or the world to right itself, whichever comes first. So, I think I'm okay. It's not perfect, not a fairy tale, but maybe an update when my sister's results come in, or if I get a hit on my genes, or I can leave you all in suspense. I can stop using this account and bothering the poor people on this subreddit, but when my boy is born, it'll be hard not to tell you all about it. I don't know how to link my past posts, as I'm on mobile, so I do apologize, but if anyone has any further advice to offer me, I will be thankful for anything. And again, we have one more update on this story, I know, it just keeps on going, right? But I didn't really find it too much as a surprise that, you know, Mum tried turning it on everyone else and wouldn't take any responsibility for herself. So, update. Okay, so I want to start my update with a happy news, but I thought I should start with the title because I am, well, furious. The update was called Mother Caused More Trouble Than She's Worth. My wife was with my dad's family because my mother tried breaking into our house. So mother found out my wife was staying there and basically tried to do the same. When she broke into my house, I did call the police, but they let her go with a warning, even after I tried to press charges. She's your mum, you don't want to do that to her. Mother busted in her living room window to be confronted by stepmother. Mother busted stepmother over the head with my grandmother's urn. Dad called the cops, but not before my grandpa punched my mother. Mother and grandpa were arrested and taken to the station before I got there. Dad and one of my brothers went with stepmother, while my sisters were consoling my wife until I got there. I immediately took my wife to her mother's house and stayed there while my uncles freed grandpa, who was having a grand old time since it reminded him of his military days, and he loved his military days. My stepmother is recovering, but given she's not that young anymore, it may take her some time to fully recover. Dad and I are pressing charges on my mother, every charge we can get because I'm done. Anyway, I found my biological father's family, a wife and two sons. I have two half-brothers who were very surprised I existed. My father passed suddenly 3 years ago, so all that I have is his wife and sons, and I apparently look just like him. I'll never truly know his side of the story, but I know that he married his wife when I was 4 years old, and his wife has no idea who my mother is. They're very nice people who can't wait for us all to meet in person. My little sister's paternity results haven't come back yet that I know of. She's very busy these days. My wife has assured me that her and the baby are okay. I am just unbelievably angry at my mother right now, so if anyone has anything they can give me, I'd appreciate it. And that was the last update that we had on this story, and I hope whatever happened that, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on in one story, isn't there? And it just feels like they haven't heard the last of Mum just yet. The way she acted in the story, willing to go and hit someone, attack someone, they're projecting the relationship onto other people, yet she cheated in her past as well. It's all absolutely insane. But what do you guys make of this one? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below, and let's cover another story. Now, this story comes from the Am I the Arsehole subreddit, from a throwaway account who says, "Am I the arsehole for telling my husband off for wanting me to let my infertile brother-in-law and his wife experience childbirth by being with me in the delivery room? Please read the full story. My husband's brother, brother-in-law 37, and his wife, sister-in-law 35, struggled with infertility for years. After trying for so much for long, they decided to stop, but started sort of living the experience of having a child by doing the things that parents do, like getting a nursery, they removed it now, buying many clothes, toys, attending school shows, etc, etc. I'm 7 months pregnant, and brother-in-law and sister-in-law have been asking many questions on what it's like to be expecting. It was bothersome with them getting involved, but I grin and bear till they requested to be with me in the delivery room to experience childbirth. I said no and stood firm, but later discovered that my husband volunteered his place to give his brother and his wife both a chance to have this experience. We had a fight and I told him off. Brother-in-law and sister-in-law came over later to try to talk me into it. I nicely said no, but they pushed me, so I blew up telling them their fertility problems aren't my fault. Harsh, I know, and regret saying it, and told them to get therapy. Sister-in-law started crying. Brother-in-law asked me to take some time to think, but I rudely said there was nothing to think about and my mind's already been made. They left and my husband started raging. After yelling at me about how this is his child too and how rude and dismissive I was to his grieving and struggling brother and wife, he told me to look him in the eyes and tell him if I'd be happy to ruin his brother's marriage when I can do this small yet graceful deed, and help brother-in-law and his wife process their trauma and finally make peace with it. I felt so much anger I cried. He told me to get over myself already and stop being purposely selfish and petty. We're not talking now, and he says it stays this way till I say yes. I might have acted cruel, but I just wanted him as the father of my child to be with me, and I don't feel comfortable with brother-in-law and sister-in-law being there. Holy shit. Now, you know, we've covered many a post before, you know, where mother-in-laws have tried to get into the delivery room, other random people trying to get in the delivery room as well. And we always say it's up to the person giving birth in that moment. They're the one that's in the hugely vulnerable position. And husband's just saying, you know, I volunteered my place, like he's giving away fucking tickets for a show or something. And don't get me wrong, I feel for anyone that's going through infertility issues, you know, and they're clearly going through some stuff by having to get this nursery, buying the clothes, toys, and trying to live life with a baby without actually having a baby. And I agree with Opie in this situation that they do need some kind of therapy to help them out with this. Because the way it sounds in this story, and I'm no expert on all this sort of stuff, it's just what I've read here. It just feels like their behavior is escalating. You know, they've gone through buying clothes to attend school shows, and now that they want to watch someone give birth, what happens next? Do they want to babysit your child? Do they want to look after your child? And where does it go from there? That's what would be going through my head. And OP just needs to be setting up their boundaries, and, you know, and the way the husband's trying to manipulate the situation, he said, told him to look him in the eyes and, would you be happy to ruin my brother's marriage if you can't do the small yet graceful deed to help them process their trauma? I mean, holy shit. But Judge Jed 100 says, not the asshole, they do need therapy. And it may be his child as well, but he doesn't get to volunteer his place in the delivery room to them. You and you alone decide who gets in and who doesn't. At this point, your husband doesn't deserve to be in there either. Toss it in, Mike says, I am sorry, but your marriage is over. He won't talk to you until you say yes. There is something very wrong with him. Not the asshole, and stay strong. Ayuruk says, not the asshole, but your husband sure is. Are you close to your parents? Maybe you'd rather have your mum. Giving birth is traumatic and stressful and wonderful, and it's not about any of them. It's about you and the baby. I'm not joking, you could die. You're going to experience what amounts to a health crisis. You could be permanently injured. This is not the time for added stress. The most wonderful part about it is when it's over, but there's a long road to get there that you will need support. They have made this about them. These are some serious red flags. They're treating you like their incubator, not a woman about to put herself at incredible risk. I'd be scared to leave them alone with my child. Any of them. You obviously cannot trust your husband to have your back or to respect your autonomy. If it was me, I'd be going home to my mother and getting a lawyer. Obstetric says, not the asshole, this is really fucking weird. How long will it be before watching the birth means babysitting, where they actually pretend your baby is theirs? They need therapy, and you and your husband needs couples counseling. And one more from Unit Health who says, I'm concerned husband may be planning to invent a reason why his wife isn't capable of raising the child, PPD, hormones, etc., and try to give it to his brother. Not the arsehole, I think you need to talk to the nurse or hospital admin in advance if possible. Explain your fears and ask if you can be put in a directive about who is allowed in, which cannot be overturned even by your husband. People who set up a nursery and buy baby things when not pregnant actually need therapy, not hate. But this is too intrusive. Now, what do you guys make of this situation, and what would you suggest to OP? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Now, just a huge thank you for spending your time with me today. Getting involved in the stories, your love, support and time always means the absolute world to me, and I just want you to know that. So thank you so much, and I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs. Eat some breakfast, milk and eggs. Brush my teeth up, wash my face. Throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today...
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.